She said to me, you need to get off immediately. And I said, I can't because the car is currently buggered. If I could borrow some pliers, then we will go within 5 minutes. She said, I don't have any tools. You need to go. And then I said something else to her to apologize. And then she wound the window up and just carried on driving down her drive. That's, I was like, nice. that's just not what you need at the moment. You know, sometimes you just need a bit of help.
Do you remember how to do this?
I think I've
just... Can you remember?
I'll go. It's been a while.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the All To Alex podcast. You join me, Lilo Lil, and the hamster over here.
Fantastic.
And I can't remember what comes
next. What a great way to start. Yeah? We're going to use that. Because I can't remember the intro, because it's been so long. We're sorry. Rory apologised to the people.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. No, Rory's head of production, so it's up to him to book us in, because, you know, we're like... We're very busy.
We need to get booked in.
Yeah. We've been really, really busy. So busy. We've been away a lot. So apologies. I've had so many messages. I'm sure you've had messages as well saying, where's the podcast? Are you all right? We are all right. We've been really busy. So it's been what, like a month since we've sat on the sofa?
Yeah, about that.
We did do a podcast with Tavarish, but he had news of his 918 spider and he said, oh yeah, you can't post it until the end of the month. And we were like, oh.
So, but we recorded that at the start of the month.
Yeah.
Which now means that we need to re-record some stuff because it doesn't make sense now.
Anyway, that's none of your problem. That's our problem. Like I said, welcome back to your Alex podcast, home of automotive financial mistakes, our life in cars, car news, and your questions answered. Today, you are joined by us lot. Lilo Lil, where did that come from?
It's just how I made up.
Okay. It was very good.
Fiberglass ass.
That fiberglass ass. Yeah.
Apparently my ass looks like it's full of fiberglass.
It actually does.
We are going to answer your keyboard quit dilemma. And I've got a new game that I want to play with use and use at home as well. It's called What Car Am I?
You would be...
If I was a car, what would I be?
You would be...
Oh, something muscular.
Something baggy.
You'd be like one of those Leyland DAFs.
Really?
You know, like a really noisy shit slow lorry with a...
Do you know what you'd be?
What?
Bin lorry.
No.
You would?
No. You, I would be.
Yeah.
I reckon.
A bin lorry.
I'm cool. Reckon. Do you know what I reckon I'd be? Yeah, I reckon what? No, actually, no.
Right. Have a think.
I reckon I'd be a Volkswagen Touareg.
No.
Because it's very usable.
Yeah.
Very like handy. Very sumptuous. Incredibly practical.
Yeah. Okay.
It's expensive, but like a proper workman's car.
You'd be the V10 version, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because it's fantastically unreliable.
It's fantastically unreliable.
Yeah.
And you've got to take the engine out every time you need to fix it.
Yeah.
But it would be really fast.
Yeah.
And slightly efficient.
Yeah. Leaks a lot of fluid.
And incredibly interesting.
Alex would be a Suzuki Carry.
Suzuki Carry.
Short, stubby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slow.
Top heavy.
Yeah.
Because he keeps forgetting leg day.
Yeah. What's that? Who's leg day?
So you'd tilt him over and flip it quite easily.
And it's got a bit of fiberglass in it because they rot.
And it's full of air.
Okay. Thank
full
you.
Full of air.
Yeah. And I can fit many people inside.
And?
No, only two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they've got a tall hairline.
Yeah. They've got big foreheads like me. Right, Rory, what car would Rory be then? It's going to have to be something British.
Rory would be...
I think you'd be some sort of Vauxhall. What's a really shit Vauxhall?
Rory would be a Vauxhall Insignia.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment. Great car.
Yeah, you've had two of them. Anyway, before we get into the podcast, again, a massive hello to everyone. Hope you're doing well. We are going to talk about what we've been up to. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks. We have been up to a lot of things.
Yes.
Many, many things. So many things I've had to write them down. And that's not only because I've got a terrible memory. You know, Mike, our editor, said, did you have a nice weekend? This was on Monday. And I was like, do you know what? I can't remember.
I literally
can't remember what I did yesterday. Yeah.
Always do that. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So I've written it down anyway. So if we rewind the clocks back by, what, 3 weeks? Two and a half, 3 weeks? We did a team track day, didn't we?
We did.
At that Landau was
good,
Circuit.
Good fun.
Yeah. Where we found out which one of us was the fastest driver.
Mm.
And shock horror, Ben from TDC... He's very fast.
He is.
Very fast driver.
Mm.
Fair play.
Much to the dismay of Will.
Yeah. And Tom Lenthal. Turns out Tom Lenthal, not very fast.
Oh God, if Tom listens to this, he's going to be so annoying about that.
It turns out, I'm sorry, I'm going to gloat. I was faster than Tom Lemphill.
Yeah, but it's not hard. He was beaten by a child.
But no, because Tom's had a lot of track experience.
Yeah, but he is old.
He's in his 70s.
Tom Lemphill, this is, you know, unaware. A lot of people, they don't know this. Tom Lemphill got a podium at Le Mans.
Yeah.
Classic.
Le Mans Classic.
Le Mans Classic, right? Yeah.
So he got a podium with a race full of 70-year-old pensioners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So his friends. Yeah.
He went out in a Mark II Jag, and in the qualifying, the bonnet flew up and smashed the windscreen. He repaired it, sorted it all out, and then podiumed at Le Mans. That, I think that's cool.
I reckon he's been bending the rules. I reckon he's got a modern engine in there.
No, he's bending the bonnet.
Oh, sorry. Very good. Very good.
But yeah, I was quite proud of that. I did beat him.
Fair play. So team track day was amazing. That was really good. We had like, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 people.
Yeah. 18 people. Yeah.
Also, Betty. You know Betty, my T25 camper van? What's currently that? At Yorkshire Car Restoration.
No, I've forgotten it.
What?
It's been so long.
It has been long. Betty's very rusty. Sorry, everyone at Yorkshire Car Restoration. Betty's very rusty.
Betty was very rusty.
Because she is now no longer rusty. Completely rust-free. And fully primed, and the inside of the doors are now gloss white, and there is a new colour going on.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
What colour is going on?
Have you chosen the colour? Are they?
I have chosen the colour.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you chosen?
This is an exclusive.
Okay.
A world exclusive.
Because we genuinely don't know this, do we?
I'm going liquid yellow. Renault liquid yellow.
I was really hoping you was going to say that.
Yeah,
is so cool.
Fantastic colour.
Really cool. If you ever need to get paint done, it's a nightmare, but it is... awesome.
I just won't drive it. Gonna say I won't crash it. That's definitely a car you don't want to crash, but I just won't drive.
Are you going liquid yellow roof as well, or are you going to have the split roof?
So the split roof is staying.
So white on top, liquid
yellow. I think I'll go white, continue the white on top, liquid yellow, and then I might get some like white decals along the side as well.
Why don't you get like a white decal that goes into like Auto Alex?
So
it's like a line that then blends into the
bit flashy though, isn't it?
No, I like that.
I think that's quite.
I'll have a think.
You could do it. You know what you could even do?
Yeah.
Does anyone who listens to this podcast or know anyone who does the hand?
Pinstriping.
Like proper pinstriping down it.
I think I know a man that knows a man.
I watched it on the TV, the Rolls Royce people, and it looks quite simple. You get a white glove, and then you just don't cough. You go like that.
You don't cough.
Don't cough.
So what about, you know, when you're going like this and it's wiggling it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I watched Rory paint some calipers earlier and they look like someone's melted down some crayons and chucked them at the calipers.
You told me they don't look that bad.
From about 30 foot away.
Yeah, thank God those wheels are going back on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should probably get someone in to do that.
All right.
Question is, where are you going to put Betty? Because she won't fit in here.
She's large. She is very... She does fit in here, does she not?
No, I don't think she will.
I need storage. Yeah. If anyone is selling some storage, I will be buying some storage.
Okay.
Can you buy storage? What, are you selling storage?
I'm selling some storage.
Yeah. How much you want?
How much are we talking?
I'll give you a pound a square foot.
What, Tom Lenthal price is like £80 a week or something?
Is
like
it?
That? Yeah.
Bloody hell. That's how we can afford all his racing, isn't it?
That's how
he gets. He buys his way onto the podium. Must be. Must be.
He stores all the cars for all the people who do, like the judges.
Yeah, and then he detunes the engines of his competitors.
Knew it.
That's what he does. Yeah.
Tom, we found you out. So Betty is going very well. Paint is going on, I think, this week / next week.
That is very exciting.
By the way, today is Wednesday. We are filming this yesterday, Tuesday. So again, we don't have much time, but I was like, Rory, we've got to get this done for the people. The podcast people want it. So here we are, staying late for you guys.
We were actually midway through working on Rory's car.
Yeah.
Before we filmed this podcast.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be going on one of our road trips on Sunday.
Touring.
So we've got a few days left. We've got so much work to do.
Yeah.
We have got so much work to do, haven't we, Rory?
So, yeah. That we've left everything till last minute again.
No, but we've left everything.
But we have left everything till last minute.
I think this could be the worst version of that.
No, I would say the Poland trip was probably worse than this.
Okay, but we have three cars that are in no.
Actually, no, yeah, because that was only one car. This is worse because all three cars are non-runners at the moment. Yeah.
But I think this could be the road trip that we go on with the most special cars to us that we've ever been on.
If you make it this time.
If I make it this time, which I'm hoping I will.
Just talk up the wheelbox this time.
I will find out tomorrow whether I make it or not because my car that I'm taking is going to be tuned on a dyno and I'm a bit nervous about it because I have a bit of a track record for blowing things up.
Yes. So we've been talking about doing this trip for Near the start of Auto Alex, actually.
Yeah.
A long time. And it was called the Touring Tourings.
Yeah. Although one car has changed, hasn't it, Taylor?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I'm happy for that. Yeah, right. Genuinely am, because my 540i is really special to me. But I was originally going to take my E46, that V8 swap, but I haven't finished it.
No. Two cars have changed. I tell you, this is how long we've been talking about this trip for.
Yeah.
Touring Tourings originally started with... No, incorrect, Taylor. Not the E30. It started with your E39.
Yeah.
It started with your 330i.
Yeah.
And my 535D.
Oh, that, really?
That is how long ago we've been talking about Touring Tourings.
Talk about a throwback.
I reckon you sold that car 3 years ago.
It was two and a bit years ago, yeah.
Wow. Is that the one that got away?
You know what? I was sitting in Taylor's E61 today on the way to Sainsbury's, and I was like, I do miss this car. Yeah.
As my suspension was knocking away.
But it's those comfort seats, man.
They're so good.
You just melt in.
They are so good.
Absolutely smash an F11, a G31 or whatever. Those seats in that
are incredible.
Good.
Yeah, very good. On top of that as well, motorbike track day I did with Gareth at Cadwell Park. Shout out to Bennett's for giving us the invite for that. That was good. Didn't crash. Got some air. You see the picture where I got some air?
I haven't seen a picture of air, no.
Oh, wow.
No?
Oh, it's like my best picture ever.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. And speaking of track days, Rory and I, are going on a track day tomorrow. Brands Hatch, or today, as you're listening to this or watching this, today, a Brands Hatch, again with Bennett's, because I bought Chris, our good friend and also head of merch, a motorbike for his 40th birthday.
I am a bit concerned about that.
Well, he's not going to go flat out. I'm going to get him tuition.
I've seen what Chris is like around you and Gareth.
Yeah.
And it's usually, Chris, do it. All right, then.
But we're going to be in different groups. He's going to be in novice group.
Mm.
So I'll just be fine.
Don't kill Chris, because we're supposed to be going for a pizza on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'd quite like to have that pizza.
Wait, so who's giving Chris tuition then if you're not with him?
So, okay. Chris doesn't know this yet.
Yeah.
So Bennett's sponsor, a man who does the Isle of Man TT.
Yeah.
That man's name is John McGuinness, the legendary John McGuinness. He is the biggest name at the Isle of Man TT. He's a legend.
Yes.
I don't know if Chris knows him, but we're going to introduce, hopefully if all things go well, we're going to introduce him to Chris, and Chris will be like, how are you doing? And John will be like, hey, old bastard, follow me, don't crash, bloody motorbike tap thing.
Is he from Cornwall?
Yes, he's Cornish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. He loves a good pasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Chris might actually get tuition from the legendary John McGuinness.
That's really cool.
And he probably won't even know. And then after the fact, we're probably going to tell him, by the way, he's like the biggest name in the TT.
Okay, that's pretty mental.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
He can ride every single track, blindfolded, asleep, backwards.
I'd like to
be faster than everyone.
I'd like to see a demonstration of that.
I'll ask him to do that. But tomorrow, very exciting, we're going to do that. So Chris is a little bit nervous. I spoke to him today. So I've got his bike. I'm not going to reveal what it is yet, because
that video is
coming out next week. On my bike trailer. I've got my track bike on the bike trailer. I'm going to take it home tonight. And then in the morning, we're going to head to Brands.
Okay.
And that's going to be part of the video. M3 Touring on track. That was very good fun. You will see that video tomorrow, which is great.
Anything happen while you're on track?
Yeah, I burnt out the tyres.
Yeah. Anything else?
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of drifting.
Yeah.
A lot of drifting.
Yeah.
I must say,
yeah,
I have caught a glimpse of some of the edit. Because we got a new little editing studio
behind
on the other side of the podcast set.
Yeah.
And I caught a glimpse of some of the clips from that, and it looks fabulous.
Yeah,
that I'm really excited to see that episode.
Yeah,
genuinely, some of the clips of what that car completely broadside,
yes,
with the perfect sunlight, and you can see the color of it, and it's just awesome, and the noise, and it's very cool.
Yeah.
If you're a petrol head, it's very cool to see stuff like that.
Yeah. And I love just looking at it in the unit, if I could do that.
And you like driving it as well, right?
I do like driving it, yeah.
Where is it?
What? Also...
No. Rory asked a question.
You know the rear of the car is like sitting a bit high,
mm-hmm.
by
yeah.
about 10 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So I phoned up James from Reedish. I said, would you mind hopping on a train, coming over, picking it up, taking it back to Reedish, put it on your ramp, because our ramp's currently got your car on it.
No, it's all right.
Lowering...
We've got the equipment for garages, quick jacks, we could just put it on there.
Oh, I couldn't be bothered to switch the plug on.
Okay.
And then I just said, would you mind just lowering it by 10 mil and then dropping it back on Thursday or so?
Well, why on our whiteboard does it say new engine question mark next to your car?
I don't know. You probably just put new engine in the wrong section on the whiteboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I think you need to reveal to the listeners and the viewers what we're getting onto here. Because so, it's not quite straightforward,
so,
is it?
Also, actually, I just realised. So Touring's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that, which is my 330i, because we never actually just said what cars we're taking.
Oh, yeah.
So my 330i supercharged, your M3 Touring, and Taylor's E39 now supercharged.
Ooh. It is Touring. Now, yes.
Well.
Oh, mostly.
Mostly supercharged.
But for how long? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking about the other day where, because we put the wrong oil in my car, occasionally the oil pressure light came on. And also my car is old and tired. I'm under no illusion that that engine probably will let go at some point.
Same.
And then Alex, funny enough, bearing in mind the track day, as we just stated, was over 2 weeks ago, went, oh yeah, while I was at the track day, my oil pressure light came on for a few seconds. And me and Taylor just went, sorry?
That's really bad.
What do you mean a few seconds? And then you went, yeah.
It was hot. I was hot.
Yeah. And then you looked like it wasn't that important what you just said. And then everyone started to go, oh crap. Oh crap.
And there's lots of panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, James has come over. He's just going to do the ride height for me and drop the car back, hopefully, with a new engine. I'm chucking. Doesn't need a new engine. James has already messaged me a few little videos. Yet. All right, it's James here from Reedish. We're just having a little look at it. We've got the sump off and we're having a look at clearances and stuff like that. We're going to check it out in the morning.
So, is he Scottish?
He's Scottish.
Yeah, nice. Scottish.
For people who don't know, and there is a video going to be coming out on Thursday? Yeah, the day after this podcast.
Yeah.
Which will explain a lot about the M3 Touring, because there is such a massive gap from our last video to now.
Oh, it's big, yeah.
Basically, there wasn't the original engine from the red one got rebuilt. But unfortunately, it had a lot of issues, and we ended up last minute having to swap to a spare engine.
Yes,
that Bruno had lying around.
Yes,
but it's completely unknown.
Yeah. Like, so the spare engine, 100,000 miles, and that's had a light refresh. The previous engine had a full rebuild, but like Rory said, there were a few issues here and there.
Yeah. So we've now had the light refresh engine, but again, most of the engine is unknown.
Completely.
All that's been done is rod bearings and an oil pump.
Yep.
And that's about it, really.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
So. Reedish are now doing their investigations to try and find out.
But James doesn't seem too worried. It's just preventative maintenance before going to the Nürburgring and seeing how fast it is on the Autobahn as
if
well.
If I saw Aladdin's flask come up on my dashboard coloured in red, I would be really disconcerted.
Yeah. What would you wish for?
I would wish for no blowy uppies or knocking.
Okay.
Yeah. Knocking is not our friend.
No, it is not. So anyway, the car will be back. Barney will be back on Thursday, and then we've got a few little bits to do. So that's good. Bude. We went to Bude with Tom Lenthal.
We did. Yeah. Do you know what? That was probably the most feel-good day I've had in a while.
Doing
some stuff that we've done.
So if you've not seen it, a video on the V2 channel, Tom... when was it? Like a year and a half ago, lost one of his best friends, a lady called Emma, to a very aggressive form of cancer. And then he built his Jaguar XJC in her honor and then took that car to the auction. And then all of the profit went to the RNLI because she was a very keen diver. We also did fundraising, and together, you know, with Drive Tribe and everyone else helping, we raised £56,000. And that money went to the RNLI, and they bought 3 jet skis,
yep,
2 quad bikes, and some other bits and bobs, life-saving equipment.
And some training, I think, as well.
And some training, yeah. And we filmed us going to Bude, which is where the RNLI is, in Tom's freshly rebuilt Jaguar E-Type. And the trip was amazing. The car was faultless. It's a fantastic vehicle. Tom was super emotional as well. Obviously hit him very hard. Obviously very, very bittersweet seeing his best friend's name emblazoned on a jet ski.
That was very cool.
Yeah, really emotional stuff.
And then speaking to the RNLI guys, like, even before we'd even got there, apparently it'd been out saving lives and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think people know how much that equipment actually gets used, especially in the summer on those beaches. Apparently it is quite regular that people get into trouble.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've got this new equipment, you're saving a lot of people. So, so that all of that money has gone to something like that is actually saving
really important
people.
Yeah, really important. Lovely. Yeah. So, Emma's name continues to do good work, which is really, really nice for not only Emma's family, but also Emma's friends, Tom included. So that was really, really cool.
That's lovely. Safe trip back?
Safe trip. For us, it was a safe trip back. And then a couple of days later, Tom was driving the E-Type to Switzerland because it's a big kind of Jaguar owners club thing. And he made it into Belgium and then the engine seized.
Well, he thinks the engine seized.
Yeah, he's still unsure. But okay.
But he's now doing the trip in his Project 8.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Taylor did just imply something there and I think you've glazed over it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Safe trip
nice
back?
Nice safe trip back. Oh, yeah. Oh, bloody hell. Okay.
There's so much to catch up on.
There is so much. Okay, on the way back, I was driving Blue Peter, our V8 swapped. Disco 4. It is amazing. The power is fantastic. Luxurious interior, blah, blah, blah. I was driving, had Jamie next to me. We were going uphill on a nice kind of country road. And then all of a sudden, the gearbox started like just hesitating. I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh, I just got to clear something out. Put my foot down a little bit. And then it cleared it. And then 2 minutes later, oil light came up.
No, oil. Sorry.
No, it wasn't oil light. It was
not another one.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Now you tell
I've got
me.
Oil lights on the brain. It was the coolant light came on, so red.
So did you look at the temperature in between that?
No, I never saw anything.
No,
I never saw anything.
You didn't see the temp go high?
No,
high.
No, not at all.
So the first thing you saw was
the first thing I saw was I felt it kind of stutter. We were going uphill. I presumed the gearbox was having a really random shit fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Carried on driving, and then I saw a red light, and then I looked at the temp gauge, and it was at the very top. And I was on the walkie
talkie. So how long do you think you were driving for?
Oh, it was probably, I don't know, a couple of minutes or so. Couple of minutes, yeah. So anyway, pulled in to a driveway. Bearing in mind, this is like a 60-mile-an-hour road. Driveway on the right with a kind of building.
It was one of those country houses on the side of the side of a main aid road.
Yeah, it wasn't the safest place to pull over, but the engine literally would have blown up. We popped the bonnet. There was steam coming from the engine bay. Tom looked at it and he was like, "Oh no, we are beep." And he said, "Yeah, we can't repair this." And then we were all on the phone, weren't we, trying to sort it out. Meantime, I look at it and I saw where the leak was coming from, and then I popped my hand down there, pulled the hose off, and then sure enough, the hose had split. And then between Tom and I, we managed to get the hose back on, and I nicked a Jubilee clip from the airbox and then managed to get that on.
And then there was a moment where we had to go, we were like, oh, we have to cut the hose. And we were like, we haven't got a knife.
Yes.
And then suddenly out of your bag, you were like, oh.
Yep. And our good mate, Matt Pollard, who is no longer with us, his dad, Andy, gave me Matt's little, what is it?
Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
Swiss Army knife. Tiny little thing that just goes on your key bunch. And there was a little knife in there. And I managed to cut the silicone hose or the rubber hose with that knife. Had it not been for that little pocket knife, we'd still be there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Still.
And, still, yeah.
Mm. And, much to the dismay of the woman.
Oh, the woman.
who owned the house.
Yes,
Karen.
That we were parked in front of.
Yeah, proper Karen, yeah.
Oh
Karen,
my God, I've never met someone, like, we were literally trying everything to get out this car out of the way. Like,
bonnet up,
yeah.
Hazards on,
yeah.
You could tell we were struggling.
Yeah, and bear in mind, it was either we were on her drive or we were blocking the whole A road.
Yeah.
And we chose the drive.
Yes.
Yeah. And this woman was not happy about that. She was basically going, well, you need to get off. We're like, where are we meant to go?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Then she came out, started taking pictures of us.
Which I didn't even see because I was on the engine trying to sort the hose.
Yeah.
I only found out after.
And bear in mind, as soon as we broke down and whatever, went to knock on the door, she wasn't there and she arrived a bit later. And as soon as she arrived, Alex explained, went over and went, sorry about this. We broke down, blah, blah, blah. We're going to try and get straight away. Attitude.
She was on the defensive. She was like, what are you doing on my driveway? Blah, blah, blah. I can understand if you think that you're going to get robbed or we're scoping the house out, but there is literally steam pouring from underneath the bonnet. And I was very polite.
There's steam pouring underneath the bonnet and you've got a £200,000 E-Type.
There is that sitting there as well.
Yeah. I think you can guess the character.
And she said to me, you need to get off immediately. And I said, I can't because the car is currently buggered. If I could borrow some pliers, then we will go within 5 minutes. She said, I don't have any tools. You need to go. And then I talked. I said something else to her to apologize. And then she wound the window up and just carried on driving down her drive.
That's just
not what you need at the moment. You know, sometimes you just need a bit of help. And
do that. Hope that when she breaks down, she gets absolutely no help at all.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll just keep driving.
Not that you're bitter about
it. No, not bitter at all.
No, but the main thing is we managed to get Blue Peter sorted and he's still running and we are waiting for the new coolant hoses to arrive.
Yeah, because one of the things, so MDRS have done the transfer over. But the problem is we're still transferred over an engine that was from an old Range Rover,
yeah,
which it has some old hoses and stuff like that. So we need to basically now go through the provisions that we went through with Big Pete, yep, which is swapping over a lot of the stuff, which, you know, yeah, it's just Land Rover life, really. Yeah.
So I had a theory.
Yeah.
Of, I reckon Blue Peter will break down more than Big Pete.
Well, so far that is 100% correct. Yeah. Blue Pete has broke down 3 times.
Yeah.
And Big Pete has...
He's never actually broken down. He's had issues, but never actually...
Yeah, that's because he's always been at Tom Lenthal's.
No, he's broke down once.
When the gearbox exploded.
Yeah. No, but yeah, apart from that. And also, I was so annoyed because we were going to take Big Pete, but it did have a fault with it. And we thought, oh, you know what? We'll take Blue Pete because that was fully working. Mm. And Big Pete's mileage is on 199,900 miles.
Yes.
Really?
So it's 100 miles off. So on that trip, it would have ticked over to 200,000. Wow.
But yeah. Looking at Big Pete and Blue Peter, Big Pete is looking so bad and so baggy, and the trim pieces are coming off and the interior.
Yeah.
Even I look at it now and I'm like, this is really rough. No, and it's looking its age.
But it's all right.
Yeah, go on.
It's getting fixed.
What is?
Big Pete.
Yeah, of course he's getting fixed. Yeah.
He needs a good bit of loving.
He's getting fixed for 2 reasons. Because on the team track day, Tom got really drunk and said that he was going to be faster than Alex. Turns out he wasn't. And he bet that he'd fix the whole steering rack and do a full major service on Big Pete for free if he was slower.
Yes.
FYI, got drunk at the hotel in the evening, not at the track day.
That would be
It's a private track day. You do what you want. And finally, a little update from me. Electric cars are shit.
Can't say that.
I can. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
So on the weekend, it was Rianne's birthday, beginning of July. Happy birthday again to my wife. And I went to pick up Rianne's sister, Charlotte, from the station. I pull up on the road where I was going to meet Charlotte, and along floats a Corsa E. And then he gets to the bottom of the junction, which is a very busy junction. Hazard lights go on. He gets out of the car. He waves his hands around to say to other road users, car's buggered, it's broken. And I'm like, oh, God, got my suit of armor on, you know, because I'm a hero. Got out, walked up to him, and I'm like, all right, do you need a hand? And he was like, oh, just the man to help me. And I was like, oh, bloody hell, here we go. And I said, what's happened? He was like, I've run out of electricity. I was like, oh, you pillock. And I said, knock it into neutral, and I will push you down the road, and I will push you up the other road parallel, which is probably a distance of 50 meters because there is an electric charging point there. Mm. I know there is. So he knocks it into neutral. I'm like, get in the car. I'm on the phone to Tom Lenthal as well because he's video called me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, Tom, just pushing this car. How's it going? And I'm pushing and I'm like, release the handbrake. He was like, it is. I was like, put it in neutral then. It is. And I'm like, this car is not going anywhere. And I was pushing with all my might. Even my hernia was helping out.
Mm.
And it was the heaviest thing in the world. And I managed to get it like 5 meters and then completely blocked the road. And there was a van there trying to get around. And I was like, who's feeling strong? And then 3 guys got out and they started pushing. And the car would not go any faster than with one person pushing. And we were all completely knackered. We managed to push it about 20 meters, completely blocking the road. Buses going mental, two lanes of traffic completely blocked. And then... we were going to push it up the road to the charger. And I was like, oh, why don't you just jump in the car, switch it off, switch it back on, see if there's like any charge. Because it was a very hot day. Maybe its battery's cooled down and everything like that. So he does that. And then the car stops. And I'm like, knock it into neutral. We'll just keep going. And he's like, I can't. It's now in park. So me telling him to switch off and switch on, then reset the car and meant that it was stuck in park, and that's where it would stay for about 5 hours.
Oh.
Yes. I know it was there for 5 hours because 5 hours later, Rianne took her sister back to the station and she said it was still there.
That's what, not blocking right. 2 lanes of traffic?
Yeah. But...
So were you like that?
I put a road closed sign in front of it.
Oh yeah. My God. Were you there with the radio announcements going... Traffic building up in Ely due to blocked road.
Yeah, but I felt really bad. And I was like, oh, God, electric cars are shit. One, because you can't push them. And two, because
you know what?
If they are so knackered, you can't get them into new.
I will say that that is not just an electric car thing, though.
What? It is an F11 thing.
It is a modern car thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you can still... I know. I was just expecting it to
come to neutral. I know what you mean. A lot of times with electric cars, so you've got the screen in the middle. Mm. You go into the settings. I know you can do this on Teslas.
Yeah.
You can put it in transport mode. Mm. And it allows you to tow it or you know, winch it or push it or whatever. I don't know if that had it. I think one of the worst designs of any cars is not being able to put it in neutral. Because you could be stuck in a really dangerous place and just need to push it a meter.
As we found out with my F11.
Mm.
Yeah, on the side of the motorway. Yeah,
I just don't get why you would stop it from doing that. Like, what is the mechanic? Like, where in the engineer's head would they like, nah, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Why would you need to do that?
And why with an electric car like the Corsa, can you not decouple the electric motor from the wheel so you can actually just push it? If neutral should be neutral, right?
Mm.
But it's not.
It's a bit silly, really. I don't really understand how it works, but it should be a thing that you should be able to push a car.
Yeah. Anyway, to the driver of the Corsa E, it was a zip car as well. I'm sorry. My advice was terrible. I was only trying to help.
Oh, it was a zip car.
It was a zip car, yeah.
Well, he could have just left it there and gone.
He did. He had no choice.
That is quite funny.
So yeah. Oh God, that's an update and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've been busy.
We're very busy.
And it's hot as well, man. It is so hot.
And it's going to get warmer.
Oh, I've got my pool out on my decking.
Nice.
Yeah.
TDC got so hot because their unit has windows.
Yeah.
They bought an aircon machine the other day.
It doesn't work.
It seems to be doing the reverse of aircon.
Well, it's just because their windows are so, like, it's the amount of heat coming through there is ridiculous. Mm,
yeah.
What have we got in here? What have we got in here?
Chris, hold on. It says, what have we got in hurry?
This is a special box that says, what have we got in here all over the outside.
No, it says hurry.
Hurry.
Yeah.
And then we open it up.
Woo!
And it says, what have we got in here?
Yeah, stickers.
And some tissue paper holding it together. Nice. Do you want to rip that open? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the experience.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, so this is our new mystery box.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're not launched yet, but they will very soon. There'll be at least two t-shirts,
fantastic.
Maybe a hoodie.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lucky dip.
Ooh.
So it might be something brand new.
Yeah.
It might be something from the back catalogue, which you can't get anymore because some of those things people are really after.
Yeah.
And it'll be keyrings and stickers, all as a bundle price, so much cheaper.
Oh, fantastic. And none of this would be possible without our fantastic sponsor, Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. And whether it's stickers, t-shirts, or even what have we got in hurray boxes, Shopify simplifies selling in person and online. And what's more, it covers all of your sales channels. Shopify even gets you selling across all of your social media marketplaces, including TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. But not only that, because Shopify is also full of industry-leading tools to supercharge your growth, giving you complete control over your business without having to learn new skills like design or coding, as well as supporting you every step of the way with their award-winning help and extensive course business library. But don't take my word for it, because Chris, we have been using Shopify for many, many years for many, many brands and many shops. Tell me about it. Why is Shopify so good, and why has it helped grow the businesses?
So we talked about lots of different things, but one thing that's really helpful is how well it deals with stock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If someone's ordered something, it puts it aside.
Yeah.
So you don't get two orders. Pretty standard. If you want to change prices, like we have, we've dropped the price of all t-shirts by £5.
Woo!
It's really quick.
Yeah.
It's really easy. And you can see what's been ordered, what hasn't, what's doing really well. There's analytics as well, so you can see what's doing well. Auto Alex 2025 embroidered t-shirts.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, so I know. Dog beds.
Oh, dog beds, yeah. We're going to have dog beds soon, apparently. So then you definitely recommend Shopify.
Yes, I use it every day. It's awesome.
So then if it's time for you to get serious about selling, then get Shopify today. You can sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/AutoAlex. That is shopify.co.uk/AutoAlex. This is possibility
powered by Shopify.
Nice. Back to it.
I think that's all we've been up to. I think we'll move on to something else. Otherwise, we'll be here for days.
Have you not got any updates? What about channel updates for you, Tay?
I've got updates.
Go on.
Oh God. All right. I'm sorry. I tried.
No,
I tried, guys.
We want to know what's going on.
Rory just wants to go home. That's all it is.
Well, Rory's update is going to be lawnmower, blah, blah, blah. No one. How's the lawnmower? Is it good?
Uh-huh.
Is it good? Okay, fantastic. Taylor, what have you been up to?
So I also went on the track day.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed taking my M5 around the track.
I spent
days preparing it. I did all the brakes on it. I put EBC brakes on it.
It's weird because it didn't even make it onto the list of fast cars.
I did you know, a few other bits. I put new under trays on it. I serviced it.
Oh, did you put silencers on the exhaust?
I put a note. I put, I cleaned it all.
Should you have done that?
Yeah, I should have done
that. Okay, why is that?
I got banned.
You did get banned immediately. Yeah. Too noisy.
Yeah, so I failed the noise test by 3 decibels, yep. Which I don't think is a lot. It doesn't sound like a lot.
Well, did you actually fail it by 3 decibels?
I think it was a lot more than that.
It would have been a lot more than that,
but Taylor's maths calculations weren't quite adding up on how much he should rev it to.
Yeah. So anyway, I failed the noise test, got banned, is what it is, but had a great day taking all the other cars, you know, the Clio and the TT and stuff. Yeah. It was good fun. Did that. That was great. My channel I haven't posted much on recently because I've had a bit of trouble with editing and stuff, as you guys are aware.
Yeah.
But I've got some content on the 540i coming out.
Oh, fantastic.
Hopefully this week, actually, which will reveal that, as you said, I've supercharged it.
Supercharged.
Which is very cool. It's something I've
spoiler alert, it's supercharged.
It is supercharged. Yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I actually think that when it's done, it will probably be faster than my M5.
Really?
At the moment, yeah, because my M5's a bit down on power. So, I genuinely think it's going to be fast.
Because it's going from, what, 270-ish?
It's going from 287 horsepower to apparently, according to online, 410 to 415 horsepower.
Wow. How much does that car weigh?
That is a lot.
1.6?
It weighs quite a lot. It's probably about 1.6, 1.7.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I've also put, you know, loads of other things, like upgraded brakes on it and stuff like that. So I'm really hoping it all goes well tomorrow and it doesn't blow up. And I'm really excited to drive it because I absolutely love that car.
Yeah. So while you guys are watching and listening with your eye holes and ear holes, I am on track. Chris is also on track screaming and Taylor is
sweating in a dyno.
Sweating and screaming in a dyno, either because his engine is very good or it's just blown up.
It's knocking, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's not the latter. No. But yeah, so very excited about that. Been driving about in my BMW E61, which I did on the V2 channel recently, my 530D manual touring.
Very
daily,
cool car, yeah.
Which I was very, very tempted
to sell?
To replace of yesterday or this morning when I spoke to Rory and he talked me out of it. Because I got
offered.
He was
being an idiot again.
You got offered a car, yeah.
That is. Doesn't make sense, really, because it's not actually that good, but was very close to my heart, which is Brick.
Oh, Brick, the X5,
my
E53
BMW X5, which is in a little bit of a sorry state at the moment. It's with its current owner. It needs a new owner. The guy wants to sell it, and he offered it back to me, and...
So put this in mind. All right, you know all the money that he spent on his E61, the fact that he's put the nice wheels on, he spent all that time getting it, so it's lovely, lovely. And even then, Taylor got it cheap in the first place.
Yeah.
And Brick is haggard.
Yeah.
It's not haggard.
And he was going to straight swap them.
Were you? The difference is, right, Taylor and I are very sentimental.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
overly sentimental.
We too sentimental, really.
Yeah. I would also probably have done that because it's another project and it's, like you said, a car very close to your heart.
It
built your business.
Yeah, it did. It did. And realistically, the E61 is a better car. There's no doubt about that. It's nicer to drive. It's more comfortable. It'll probably be
better. It's better in
fuel.
Every single way.
Yeah. But
it's not Brick.
I do love Brick.
Yeah. And so is the deal still on the table? Because has it not sold on eBay?
It sold on eBay. The guy's messed him around.
Really?
The deal is open.
So the deal is open.
Mm.
You do realise as of tomorrow, this podcast is coming out, so people will now know that they can purchase Brick from
but no one's going to want. No one's going to want to buy Brick. Brick is shit.
Yeah. Don't buy Brick. Taylor spent thousands trying to fix the brakes on it.
I'll tell you what.
They are still not fixed.
Should we flip a coin right now to decide if you swap that car?
Oh my goodness.
It's fate. You believe in fate. I believe in fate.
Don't you dare.
You're swearing.
We'll have to gloss that.
We both believe in fate, don't we?
We do believe in fate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if I get a coin, can we flip it? And will you agree to live by the coin? I'm getting a coin. Right, talk amongst yourselves.
You're an idiot.
Look.
You're an idiot.
You know what it's like with peer pressure? You give into it as well.
I do not. No.
Yeah,
no.
I'll give over. You're the worst for peer pressure.
What are you on about? I wanted a 6-speed gearbox to put in my 330i and I wanted to spend a grand this month. I definitely didn't.
You are the worst for peer pressure.
Just need to put a clutch in my normal one and it would have been fine.
You know what it's like, so don't even go there.
Look, man.
Look.
Brick. All I'm saying is, I think you should flip a coin on whether to buy Brick. I don't think you should swap the E61 for it.
Okay. All right. Maybe you're right.
Because the E61 is still a working car. Because if you swap your daily driver...
I know, because I do have another daily.
What's that?
My Touareg.
How's that going for
you? It's a good car. It just needs the aircon fixing.
And we're about to go into...
The winter?
No, summer.
We're in summer.
I know, but we're literally in the start of the summer. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah.
And it, but I can
it's
fix
going
the
30
aircon.
Degrees at
I
the end of this
I
week.
Fix
yeah.
the aircon.
If it, sorry, engine out.
If the car needs an aircon pump, I think I need to take the engine out.
Yeah, okay. So,
look, right. But that's by the by. I don't think it needs an aircon pump. And if it does, then just... How did you go through that door and come back through that door? How is that a thing? Have you found a coin?
It's so difficult to find coins these days.
Because everyone pays by a contactless.
Exactly. Right, so.
What have you got, a pound?
Got a pound,
is that
yeah.
all I'm worth?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, brilliant. This is rich for you.
All right. But, all right.
So if it lands, what's heads. You like? Heads. Heads you swap, tails you stick.
All right. Or heads you buy and tails you stick.
Oh. Well, either way, he's
Rory thinks that I shouldn't straight swap. He thinks I should sell the E61.
The E61 is still worth way more than brick.
It's maybe worth more, but he hasn't spent more on it. Have you spent more than $2,000 on that car in total?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
I would say including sponsor bits and all this stuff, yes.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm saying that car is worth more selling.
Yeah, but a bet's a bet, isn't it?
No,
I'll tell you what.
It'd be fun.
I'll tell you what. Heads, yeah. I'll get brick.
Yeah.
Whether it's swap or buy.
Yeah, yeah.
And tails, I won't.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Heads, you get brick. Tails, you don't, and you move on. You just move on.
Would I be able to move on?
Yes, you would. Well, you'd have to because you've got to
you're
live
living by
the...
fate.
Okay. Heads, you get brick. Tails, you don't. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Is this going on the floor or what?
No, on my hand.
Okay. It's in Alex's hand. He's flipped it. Here we go. Taylor's.
It's tails.
It's tails.
Forget brick.
Forget brick.
Forget brick.
And move on.
And move on.
It's fate.
It's a sign. It's a sign.
Oh.
I've got an idea for a new video series. I need a new car.
No, you do not.
I do.
No, you do not.
Yeah. No, move
also,
on.
Also.
Yeah.
Speaking of cars that I used to own that I've been offered that I wanted to buy back.
Now, this one is a genius decision. Oh,
this one is good. I've agreed to buy a car that I used to own. And I've actually agreed to buy it, this one. And I'm going to go and collect it when we get back from Germany.
Okay.
And it's a car that I bought for a laugh because I thought it'd be a bit funny and it was rubbish.
Does it have three wheels?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I absolutely fell in love with it. Mm. And it's every time I drove it, it's so rubbish, but it puts
Was it reliable?
No.
Was it British?
Yes.
What was it?
It was my Austin Allegro.
Oh, the Allegro is coming
Austin
back.
Austin Allegro.
Oh, God.
So I've agreed to buy it back. And yeah, I'm going to do, I want to modify it a bit.
All right.
I want to spice it.
Spice it right
I want
up.
It to do wheel spinning.
Really?
Up the road, yeah.
Okay.
I want to up the zhuzh of my Allegro.
Just put a massive turbo on it and see what happens.
I want it
that's what I
that's
said.
What said. I want it to be an Allegro.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So I've agreed to buy that back, which I'm genuinely really excited about because it's funny, that car. What else have I been up to?
You've been spending time with
Shmi.
A man.
I have.
Hi, Shmi,
You've
I'm
been
Guys.
Cheating
Hi,
on
Shmi,
us.
I'm Guys. I have been cheating on you technically. I spent a week with Tim, Shmi, at his museum.
What's he like?
Genuinely.
Was he
the
really...
complete opposite of you, apparently.
The complete opposite of me?
Yeah.
So,
was he a bastard?
No, he was... what would you... Organized.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And
Tidy.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
And very precise with everything.
Very smart.
Yeah.
And handsome. Ooh. Handsome. Would you describe him as handsome? Sexy.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think Shmi's sexy? Tim Burton is sexy in your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right.
And Tim, he's got bigger arms and more muscly as well.
Don't you dare.
Well, anyway, I spent a week at Tim's.
Yeah.
We as a team built a Renault Clio.
Fantastic.
Which is really cool. So it was Tim's.
But he's already got a Renault Clio.
Well, it was Tim's first car.
Mm.
It's 1.2 Clio.
Yeah.
Looked completely stock, silver, Clio 1.2. You know, it's a first car.
Yeah.
And we did a full 182 conversion on it.
Wow.
With Bilstein coilovers. but left it looking completely stock. So we raised the coilovers up so it's standard ride height.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
And we put a 182, modified 182 engine and gearbox and everything in it, all the running gear.
Yeah.
But it looks...
And like it bolts straight in?
Sort of, yeah. We've had to modify a few things.
Okay. What about the exhaust?
Custom exhaust. It went to Rich's Fabrication.
Does it sound quiet, though?
No.
Does it look original?
No, it just looks like it's got a bat box on it.
Okay, all right.
But it's really cool.
Oh, they should have kept it as a little like pea shooter thing.
I did say that, but
you know what we should do with that car? We should invite Shmi along to Food and Fuel at Shelsey Walsh and see if he wants to run it up the hill.
So I did ask him about that, but I think he's
on the
gumball.
He's busy. Yeah, he's busy.
He's on the gumball. Yeah, so yeah, anyway, did that. Genuinely really good fun.
Oh,
it was hard work. Yeah. And it was, we did it in the 32 degree heat. Bloody hell. But it was really, really good fun. And I did it with a guy called Dan. Really nice bloke. It was, just really, really good
fun. Happy days.
Overall.
You've been very busy.
Did that. And I can't think of anything else because I would have done other stuff, but I've got a really shit memory and I haven't written it down.
Same. Okay.
But I might think of more stuff.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a new game that I want to play.
All right.
I've been on Fachenbuch.
Fachenbuch.
Fachenbuch Marketplace. Facebook. It does mean Facebook.
It's the German Facebook.
It is, yes. And we're going to play a new game. I want you guys to get involved as well at home or in the car or on the toilet or whatever you may be doing. The game is, what car am I? And I'm going to read you out some parts of the description of the car and I want you to guess what car it is.
Okay.
So there are 10 clues and I want you to guess what car it is.
How many guesses do we get?
Well, it's up to 10, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
If you don't get it by the end, then we're cancelling the podcast forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What car am I? The first clue is the year, the model year.
Okay.
1997. What car am I? What car am I on Facebook Marketplace? I'm 1997.
1997. What would I'm going to go with...
What would that be?
Do we both guess?
Yeah. Is that an S-Reg or something like that maybe? Yeah? RS? No. Oh, yeah.
A VW Golf.
VW Golf. Interesting. Why have you gone German, may I ask?
Just because you always picked something German.
Really?
Yeah.
A Mitsubishi FTO.
Mitsubishi FTO. Okay. The next clue. I'm a manual. Pretty much rules out the FTO straight away because most of those are automatics.
Not all of them, though.
Not all of them, but most of them are automatics.
Mm.
But it could be a manual FTO. Could be.
Porsche 996.
Okay. Interesting. Again, a German car.
Yes.
Why?
Because you're German.
Mazda MX-5.
You guys at home, what car am I? Very good. Okay. Well, they've guessed it already in two guesses.
Oh, damn it.
You guys are idiots. All right. Clue number three.
I take it we're wrong at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Clue number three. The Milliage. Mm-hmm. 165,000 miles.
Not an MX-5 thing, because it wouldn't make it that far.
What car am I? 165,000 miles. I'm a manual. 1997.
BMW E46.
Yeah, okay. It'd be an E36 on that year. Or...
Oh, sorry, E36. Oh,
yeah. Why have you not stuck with a Golf?
Because you said it wasn't a Golf.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah.
This is your own game, man.
No, yeah. This is the beta version.
Okay.
Yeah. What car am I?
Land Rover Discovery.
Land Rover Discovery. I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
It's none of those cars. The next clue, clue number four. My price is 1,600 British pounds.
I am going to say, Volvo. What would you have got in a 1997 Volvo, like the S? Would you have got an S60?
S70, you can get the S70.
850.
The brick one. What's the brick one? The
850.
850, yeah,
okay.
850.
Okay, interesting.
BMW E34.
BMW E34. Very late one.
What year is it, so?
97. Oh, yeah. Were they made? No, was that not 96?
Oh, yeah. BMW E39.
E39, okay. Looks like I'm going to have to carry on, doesn't it?
Well, you're not really giving much away, so.
I am. I mean, you're still guessing. The next clue of said vehicle, I am a petrol vehicle.
Again, brilliant. All right.
Great.
Volvo S60.
Okay, it's not that.
Mercedes 190.
Okay. 97?
Sure.
Next clue, the seller says, pull strong, sounds lovely.
See, now that to
Jaguar
me, is the sort of thing that a bloke would say selling something like, he's got an old phone, doesn't it?
Would that be an S type? Yeah, I think an S type.
An S type, okay.
Jaguar S type.
So what, V6?
Yeah, this time, the 3-litre V6 S-Type.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They do those as manuals
they
as well.
They do, yeah.
Very good one. Well, yeah, we like that.
Yeah, what's yours then? Some sort of Ford?
Mine is a Ford Escort.
Ford Escort. Okay. I don't think anyone said Paul Strong sounds lovely to a Ford Escort, unless it's a Cosworth.
No, you get a little, little 1.3 1300 overhead valve.
It's not that one. Next clue, blue cloth interior. Blue cloth. Now, what companies do blue cloth?
Says something very Japanese.
Does it? Okay.
Is it a Subaru?
Hmm.
Like they did, like the legacies, but like base spec ones, didn't they?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, what, like a 2-liter?
Yeah, like a
Would someone say sounds lovely to one of those cars?
Someone with no taste, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so we're going for a legacy, Taylor.
Mitsubishi Galant.
Mitsubishi Galant. Wow, I'm going to keep going because it's not that. Six cylinders.
Oof.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh,
an Audi. Like A4 of that era. Did you get Audi
AT, I think.
97?
Or did you get the A4?
Or is it a 100? I don't know. Audi's so boring.
Because Audi did blue seats, though. They did do blue seats.
They did do blue chairs, yeah. Blue cloth chairs.
Audi.
What? You can't just say Audi.
I'm saying Audi.
Okay.
This is the way you said it, Audi.
So what, Audi 80, Audi 100?
Audi 100.
Okay. Taylor.
Mitsubishi Shogun.
Mitsubishi Shogun?
Yep.
Really?
2.8 V6 manual.
Oh,
blue cloth chairs.
Okay. It's not that.
Okay.
But it is a 2.8 litre.
Mm.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow. 97, manual, 165,000 miles, 1600 knicker, petrol, Paul Strong sounds lovely, blue cloth interior, six cylinders, 2.8 litres. What am I?
E38. Seven series.
Okay. With blue cloth chairs. Rare.
Yeah. Oh, very rare. It might. Manual as well. Wow. That's very rare.
Wow. Okay. Look, it might exist. Wow. It might exist.
It might exist. Yeah.
That's rare.
Taylor, what are you going for?
I'm going to say, this is quite an impossible game that you're
playing. Yeah.
This is quite tough.
Actually, no, it's supposed to be. Yeah. Would you like one more clue?
Sure.
One more clue is 4-wheel drive.
Mm.
Oh. 2.8 litre, six cylinders, 4-wheel drive.
I think it's an Audi.
Well then, keep going.
I don't know Audis of that generation.
Audi Taylor? 80 or Audi 100?
Audi 80.
I think Audi 80s and 100s are pre-97.
I don't think they are.
I think they are. I think they're like 95 max. So what came after those cars?
Wasn't it the first A6s and all that stuff?
A4.
Okay.
I'm going with like a Quattro.
No, because he's doing that smiley thing that he does to make you think that you've got it right, but you actually haven't got it right.
Would you like me to reveal the car?
No, go on then. I haven't guessed yet.
This is the 10 questions.
I'm going to say, I've just got something Japanese in my brain.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's a Mitsubishi GTO.
Mitsubishi GTO. Rory, I'm going to pull up the listing. Would you like to read it out for the good people? It is, of course.
Wow.
An Audi A4 2.8 Quattro. Get in there, mister.
That's actually really
nice. Can I just say, you guys told me it was an 80-100 when I guessed A4 and A6 like about 3 or 4 rounds ago.
But did you say it?
You didn't say it.
I said an Audi, and then someone said they don't have them at that era.
No, play the tape. No one said that.
Do you know what?
Great car.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
And it makes me really miss my S4 that I had.
Yeah.
Do you remember my
I do,
S4
V6? The fastest car in the world. Sounded like a GTR.
Car in the world.
I knew you'd pick something German.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Yeah. Let us know in the comments if you actually enjoyed that or if it's a bit too slow. I thought it was quite fun.
Were you on the edge of your seat?
I was literally on the edge of my seat, nearly fell off. Yes.
I enjoyed Rory's brain fart.
I know, yeah. It was lots of brain farts, yes. Right, let us now move it on to... keep or quit. Are we ready for a keep
Brick.
Or quit?
Yeah.
Quit. The coin said so.
You weren't saying that 5 minutes ago.
No, I wasn't. No, but then the coin decided. Mm. The queen's head is not.
It's very sad.
Yes, on your side this time, I'm afraid. Mm. So to the seller of the E53, just scrap it.
No, don't do that. That's a really poor idea.
Anyway, keep or quit. Sent in by man with the most fantastic first name I've ever heard. Diggory.
That's a nice name.
Cedric Diggory.
No, it's just Diggory is his first name. Diggory Rush.
Diggory Rush.
What a cool
Rush.
Name. It's like a movie star name, isn't it? He must be related to Hamilton. Hamilton!
And next up on screen, Diggory Rush.
Not Diggity. No. Diggory.
Diggory Rush.
Yeah. Diggory Rush and Belle Bonnie Blue go hand in hand.
Sorry?
Isn't she a movie star?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in films of some sorts.
She is. Diggory Rush says, "Hi, Alex and team. Love your podcast. I'm wondering if you can help me with my automotive dilemma. I've currently got 6 motor bicyclettes, which
Sell
I'm
them all.
Okay, which I'm obsessed with, and my daily BMW Z4 2.5i. In the last year, I've put 30,000 miles on the Z4, commuting to work in Southeast London, but I've hit a wall. The Z4 was always a dream car since I saw it on Top Gear, but in my ownership, I've swapped the engine, done more work than I care to remember, and it also can't get over the speed bumps into my work car park without a little scrape. My daily commute is also currently 120 miles. I also regularly race some of my bikes and currently have to rent a van 8 to 10 times a year for a long weekend. I've got loads of cars I'd really like to own, but would be more economical and practical than my 5-speed Z4, but nothing that is ULEZ compliant. Ideally, I want to find a car, pickup, or van I can put a motorcycle carrier on the back of, but this is getting crazy expensive when you consider it also needs to be ULEZ compliant. Any suggestions on what to get would be greatly appreciated. Ideally, I don't want to tow a trailer as I filled my garage with motorcycles. So my question is this, should I sell the Z4 and get one car that does it all, if such a thing exists, for £7,000 budget? Many regards, Diggs. So yeah, should he sell the Z4 and get a one-size-fits-all vehicle?
Yes.
Or keep the Z4 and keep on getting the vans and stuff
he
like that?
He should keep the Z4 and sell all the bikes.
No, that's not an option. He likes biking.
Sell all the bikes and sell the Z4.
Okay, that's not on the card, so I'm afraid. Sell everything.
You just sell all of it.
Yeah, just move country.
I would, in that position,
yes,
sell the Z4.
Agreed.
And I would buy a vehicle,
yes,
that is economical and, yes, has a little tow bar on it that, yes, that detaches.
A Suzuki Carry.
And that is ULEZ compliant.
Oh.
Imagine fitting imagine putting a little bike in the back of a Suzuki Carry.
I can't imagine.
You're saying he should buy me?
Yes.
Buy a me.
You know what? Actually, yeah, buy a Suzuki Carry.
No, terrible advice.
It's great advice.
No, it's not.
I can't imagine that dailying a Suzuki Carry, especially in the winter, would be particularly pleasurable.
Yeah.
Nah.
But you could fit a motorbike in the back of a Suzuki Carry.
You could. A Discovery Free.
No.
ULEZ compliant, Rory.
Okay.
I would try and find the cheapest Golf GTD I could find. Because did you know, all Golf GTDs are ULEZ compliant?
I did not know that. Mm. All of them?
Yep.
Even old ones?
No, well, they're Mark 7s.
Okay, so not Mark 4.
No.
Can you get a GTD Mark 7 for £7,000?
I think you should be able to get one for about
Could
seven
you get
grand,
an estate?
I don't know about an estate.
Okay. But what, put a tow bar on it?
Yeah, just have a little detachable tow bar.
But he did say that he didn't want to have a trailer, which I disagree with.
You could always borrow a trailer if you wanted to.
Yeah, I disagree. Buy yourself a one-bike trailer and then just put it upright against a wall in your front garden or in your back garden.
Mm.
It doesn't take up a lot of space.
But yeah, Golf GTD or GTI, whatever you prefer. The GTD is better on fuel.
Right. What if he's in a flat?
He's got his garage full of motorbikes.
Oh, he'll have to reverse the motorbike trailer up the stairs.
Up the stairs, yeah. So a GTD Mark 7 with a tow bar.
Yeah, I'd buy a Mark 7 Golf GTD.
Okay.
I'm going to actually, while you're discussing, I'm going to Google if I can get one.
Do you know what? You know what he should buy?
What?
He should buy a 2.8. Audi A6.
1,600 quid.
1,600 quid.
An A4.
A4.
That is very good value, though, that A4, isn't it?
Stick a tow bar
on
it.
Won't be ULEZ compliant.
Oh, it won't, will it? Yeah.
Damn it.
What about buying a petrol Berlingo, and then you can take the seats out of it and then put a motorbike in it when you need it? Or a Galaxy.
No, that would...
You can do that. You can fit one of those. I've seen it done at a track day. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
So,
yeah,
this is a Golf GTD
with
a panoramic roof on a 66 reg.
Yeah.
Looks really nice, that car. It's done 140K.
Okay.
That's a little bit high.
Yeah.
It's actually got full leather. Ooh, it's not got tartan.
Okay.
What about just getting a caddy?
Well, yeah, but it's just a van.
It is a van.
It's a van car.
ULEZ compliant caddies are really expensive.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about it.
It's the ULEZ is such a pain. Such a pain. Oh, that is what I would buy.
I think that's a great shout.
Yeah, and they're good to drive. Great chassis.
Yeah.
They handle really well. The interiors are lovely. If you up your budget a bit, you can get a Mark 7.5, which has the virtual dash and the slightly nicer steering wheel. They're fabulous. You can get Apple CarPlay and them, heated seats, PAM roof, all the bells and whistles. It's a Golf.
Yep.
They're good cars.
Yep.
They're pretty reliable. They're very economical.
What, and then have the motorbike trailer?
Yeah, and just have a little detachable tow
bar. So yeah, get one of those for like $6,000-$6,500 and then pay to get a tow bar.
Yeah.
And then pay to get a little trailer. You can get trailers for like £100-£200 on Facebook Marketplace, as I know, because I did it. And then just sit it upright on its arse against a wall somewhere.
Or reverse
and then
it use it when you need it.
Or reverse it up the stairs, indeed. But yeah, I enjoy trailering motorbikes. It's fun. I've got the trailer with two motorbikes on my car now, and I'm excited to go home.
Do you know what? Yeah. Out of all trailering I've ever done, towing motorbikes is my most hated.
Really?
Because they always come loose.
Yeah, because they do have a tendency to fall off.
Every time, apart from when we picked your motorbike up, Rory, they've come loose and they go lopsided and I go, it's going to fall off.
It does take quite a lot of practice to learn how not to.
I thought you meant for a second then when we picked up my motorbike in, and I was like, it was in the back of a Range Rover. It's never going to come out there.
And it was sideways and it was pissing out fuel and oil.
It was, yeah.
Yes, it was, yeah.
So anyway, to Diggory Rush, hopefully that answers the question. Hopefully it helps you out. Keep or quit, get rid of the Z4. Let us know in the comments below if you agree. If you'd like to write in to us, we would love to read your emails at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
You've not lost it, have you, Rory?
No, still there.
Still there. Still got it, ladies and gents. From us, we're going to call it there. Thank you very much for being patient with us. Apologies again. We've been like super busy and we are very much looking forward to, hopefully, touch wood, going to the Nürburgring on Sunday with our tourings.
And if we don't, you know it's all gone tits up.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening with your ear holes and eye holes. We will see you, I'm not going to say next week. I'll say next time.
I will say, all right, here we go. Podcast. We're definitely trying to focus again back on making very good quality videos. And we have found that trying to do the podcast, to do the V2 and do the main channel, all in one.
And now that I do my stuff a bit more as well.
And Taylor does his stuff. And then also we've got, you know, we do run all of the other business stuff in the background as well. That we are, rather than killing ourselves and going over backwards, the podcast will be probably slightly intermittent.
Yes.
And until we settle, not saying that's a permanent thing, but it will be intermittent.
Yes. We are trying our hardest, but we do also have personal lives as well.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget. Anyway, thank you very much. We love you guys and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
TTFN.
Bye-bye. TTFN.
TTFN.
Oh, for now.
Ta-ta for now.